So Adriana had a question. Adriana had a question. How are you, Adriana? She's asking, how long do you think it will take to construct the temple in Jerusalem? The Bible actually gives the number of days how long it will take the reconstruction of the temple in Jerusalem. The exact days? Yes. Where does it say this? There is a prophecy in Daniel 8, 13 and 14. Let's read it. Daniel 8, 13 and 14. It's a parallel with Daniel 2, with Daniel 7. It talks about the end-time kingdoms. Revelation 13 also. So Daniel 8, 13 and 14. Then I heard the Holy One speaking, and another Holy One said to the one that spoke, for how long is the vision concerning the continual offering, the transgression that makes desolate, the giving over of both the sanctuary and the host of the people to be trampled underfoot? And he said unto me, for 2,300 evenings and mornings, then the sanctuary shall be cleansed and restored. Daniel 8, 13 and 14. Here it doesn't talk about the temple reconstruction. Yes, it does talk. It does talk. Somebody called you Giuseppe, Joseph, called you as Sherlock Holmes. Well, it doesn't say it's in a parable here, just like the devil's people don't understand. The wise people understand. It says in Proverbs. It says that the wicked will not understand, but that the wise will understand. To Daniel, it was written, close this prophecy until the time of the end. Now we are in the end time, and that's why we understand them. People don't understand. There are churches that say that in the book of Revelation is just allegories and symbolism, and we don't need to understand it. But God is not wasting ink and paper to write the book of Revelation. If God gives you the key to understand the book of Revelation, then you understand everything. So Daniel 8, 13 and 14, where does it talk about the temple reconstruction? Well, it says 2,300 evenings and mornings. Some teachers say that is 2,300 years, and it's wrong, very wrong. Why? First of all, God knew that the devil would try to deceive with this, with these bad doctrines, and would say that 2,300 days would mean years. That's why it says specifically 2,300 evenings and mornings, okay? So that's why it cannot be years. It says evenings and mornings. It talks about days, actually, days. So, dear brethren, dear Adventists, I think it's the Adventists that talk about these things. It's not true. It doesn't say 2,300 years. Some Bibles it says days, in some Bibles it says evenings and mornings, but in Hebrew, in original, it's evenings and mornings. So, we know it's one day because it says evening and morning. It cannot be a year. It says clearly 2,300 days, evenings and mornings. Here's the key. What is the key? Can you decodify this? So, to understand this, let's read clearly what does it say in verse 13, the question, okay? The question is, how long is the vision of the continual offering, the daily sacrifice? Here is talking about a daily sacrifice. What's daily sacrifice? Daniel 9:27, we see the daily sacrifice. In Daniel 9:27, it says the Antichrist will make a treaty of 7 years, 1 week. 1 week, which is 7 years, Daniel 9:27. In Hebrew, it's the same, Shabuah, a week, 7 years. So the Antichrist will sign this treaty, this pact. In Daniel 9:27, it says that in the middle, he will break the covenant. That means after 3.5 years, he will break the covenant of 7 years. And what does he stop in the middle of the 7 years? he will make to stop the daily sacrifice. In other words, the first 3.5 years of the 7-year covenant, there is a continual offering of animals. The continual offering of daily sacrifice of animals. Once the temple is reconstructed, they will immediately start sacrificing animals, right? For the Antichrist to stop the continual offering, the daily sacrifice, there must be an offering. There must be a daily sacrifice, right? So to have this sacrifice, there has to be a temple, right? It's like a parable here. We have to get there. 2 Thessalonians 2, it says that the Antichrist will sit in the temple of God, declaring himself as God. So there is a temple being reconstructed. Why does he say 2,300 days, evenings and mornings? Let's analyze well the question. How long is the vision concerning the continual offering, the daily sacrifice? 2, the transgression of desolation and the giving over of the sanctuary and the host of the people, which is the Christians, to be trampled underfoot. In Revelation 12, 11, 12 and 13, everywhere there in these chapters in Revelation, it says 3.5 years of tribulation. So, great tribulation, 1,260 days, 3.5 years. What's the question here? So, how long is the sacrifice and how long is the great tribulation? Because the host being trampled underfoot is the great tribulation. He stops the daily sacrifice from Daniel 9:27 and Daniel 11:31 and Matthew 24:15 and 16, Revelation 11:2 and 3, Revelation 13:5, it says clearly 42 months, 1,260 days, 3.5 years. Let's repeat again. Daniel 9:27. 7-year covenant interrupted. Daniel 11:31. He stops the daily sacrifice. He puts the abomination of desolation. Matthew 24:15 through 21. Flee. There will be great tribulation. Revelation 11:2 and 3. Revelation 13:5. How long is the great tribulation? 42 months, 3.5 years. We will repeat the references. Daniel 9:27, 7 years. Daniel 11:31, the middle of the 7 years, the daily sacrifice is stopped, the abomination of desolation is put. Matthew 24:15 and 16, the great tribulation starts. How long is the great tribulation? Revelation 11:2 and 3, Revelation 12:6 and 14, Revelation 13:5. How long is the great tribulation? It always says the same things. 1,260 days, 42 months, which is 3.5 years, out of the 7 years of the covenant. You can always re-listen and study it well. Preach it well and study it well. Therefore, where did we arrive? So the question was, 1, how long will be the daily sacrifice? Verse 13. From Daniel 8. How long will be the daily sacrifice, continual offering, and the transgression that makes desolate? Where? In the sanctuary, in the temple, and the host being trampled underfoot, in other words, the great tribulation. Let's read Revelation 11:2 and 3. Revelation 11:2 and 3. Leave out the court which is outside the temple and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months, a parallel of Daniel 8:13. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. So the city, the sanctuary, trampled underfoot for 42 months, 1,260 days, it's the great tribulation, a parallel with Daniel 8:13. It says 42 months, clearly, in Revelation 11:2 and 3. So don't measure the outside the temple, because it has been given to the Gentiles, because they will trend it underfoot for 42 months. This gives you the length of the great tribulation, the 3.5 years. Okay. we will get there. So until now, until where are we? So we discovered the question, how long is the daily sacrifice and the great tribulation? The answer is 2,300 days. So the sacrifice of the first 3.5 years before the Antichrist breaks the covenant, and the second 3.5 years, the great tribulation. Then the answer would be wrong here, 2,300 days, because if you calculate 7 years of 30 days, prophetic 30 days, you arrive to 7 years times 30 days per month, a prophetic month of 30 days. who has been to university and can calculate. So 7 years by 30 days per month, prophetic month. It's let's see to what we arrive if we calculate it. Angela calculates with a calculator. Seven times 12 is 84 months. And 84 months times 30, it's 2,520 days. So 7 years is 2,520 days. 2,520 days. So 7 years is 2,520 days. So the question is, we repeat again, how long is the daily sacrifice, the first 3.5 years, and the great tribulation which comes afterwards, after the Antichrist breaks the covenant? But you say that the 7 years is 2,520 days. But the angel answers is 2,300 days. So we are wrong in our calculations. Why does it say 2,300 and not 2,520? If we minus 2,520 minus 2,300, remains 220 days extra. So 2,520 minus 2,300, we have an extra 220 days. Because the answer here for the 7 years should be 2,520 days, but it says 2,300. So if we minus it, what's left is 220 days. So 220 days extra here. What happens with these days? So the question is, how long is the daily sacrifice and the great tribulation? The answer should have been 2,520 days, the 7 years covenant. But the angel says something strange. He says 2,300 are missing 220 days. What's this 220 days? What are they? Is the reconstruction of the temple. And how do you know that? Because it's logical. The Hebrews cannot build the temple because the Muslims will not allow it. A prime minister from Israel a few years ago went nearby the mosque, where once upon a time was the temple, now is the Muslim mosque, and the Intifada started just because he went for a walk nearby the mosque, the Muslim mosque. Therefore, imagine if they will just start building the temple. Nobody is going to allow them. It will be a worldwide war. But what does the Bible say in Daniel 9:27? The Antichrist is going to come and he's going to sign the 7-year covenant. And after the 7-year covenant, he's starting the daily sacrifice, which he will interrupt it in the middle. So when the 7-year covenant starts, they will make an agreement. Israel will give in a little bit, and the Palestinians will let the Israelis to build their temple. So for sure, they will get the permission to build a temple. The Jews control the CNN and so on. They will be daily on the news. There will be those who will complain about this covenant. Oh, the temple is built now. So they will complain about it. And that's why he will break the covenant in the middle. And he will put the desolation of the... he will put the abomination of desolation. the Antichrist will want to be God, so he will put himself in the temple of God. Read Daniel 11:31. It says clearly that he will stop the daily sacrifice, the Antichrist, and he will put the abomination of desolation. So he breaks the covenant in the middle of the 7 years, stops the daily sacrifice, and puts the abomination. Puts the abomination of desolation. And here the great tribulation starts of 3.5 years. So therefore, we have 7 years. We have 2,300 days. Let's make a breakdown now. So 2,520 days, 7 years. 1,260 days we know is the Great Tribulation. And the first 3.5 years and the first 1,260 days, the inside, that is the daily sacrifice, which is interrupted, and the construction of the temple. So 2,300 days, it's the key to understand exactly how long will it take to build the temple. If you divide 2,520 days, 7 years, if you divide it into 1,260 days, it's the Great Tribulation, and the first 1,260 days is the daily sacrifice and the construction of the temple. From 1,260 to go to 2,300, you will have to add 1,040. 1,260 plus 1,040, it will be 2,300 days. Okay? 220 days, the reconstruction of the temple, 1,040, the daily sacrifice, then that's 1,260. And you stop the daily sacrifice, and it's the second 1,260 days, which is the Great Tribulation. So, 1,260. Inside it, it's 1,040 of daily sacrifice, plus 220 days. So, the 7-year covenant is signed. 7 years. The first 220 days, the temple reconstruction. Then 1,040, it's the daily sacrifice, after the temple is reconstructed. Exactly 7 months and some days. And this brings us to the middle of the 7 years, when the covenant is broken by the Antichrist. And comes the Great Tribulation, the last 1,260 days, 3.5 years, where the Great Tribulation is. Hopefully it's clear. God bless you, dear brethren. We hope it's clear. God bless you.